Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
It's 6:21. Let's keep moving. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud products, Bud Light, the Bud Seltzers, other amazing things that Bud puts out. If you're thirsty, forget about it. You're not going to be thirsty anymore because Bud Distributing.
All right, Ian, sports is kicking off with Major League Baseball.
Okay, Sean, whatever you say.
The Twins beating the Rangers. I'm not going to do it, though. I'm sorry, the Tigers beating the Rangers 5-3. White Sox beating the Twins 6-1. And the Cubs beating the Phillies. There you go, Cubbies. 8-3 there yesterday. Tonight, there are some games. Phillies going to be in Chicago playing the Cubs at 8 o'clock. Tigers over in Minnesota playing the Twins at 8:10. White Sox are off. Let's kick over to NHL last night. Here we go. Stanley Cup Finals, the Lightning beat the Canadiens 1-0 for that Stanley Cup victory. Tampa Bay wins 4-1 in that series. Downside of the Tampa Bay Lightning's high-powered offense is that it overshadows their amazing defense. It was a defense that allowed them to clinch their second consecutive Stanley Cup in a Game 5 win over the Montreal Canadiens. That's right, you damn Canadiens. Step aside.
Yeah, suck it, Canada, you bastards. Yeah.
I had to show some things going to Canada. I'm not real too fond of you guys up there. They thought I was. Oh, you remember that WTF story that we just did where that guy had cocaine in his crack?
Yeah.
Canada thought I had cocaine in my crack, but I didn't.
To be fair, you do look like a guy that would have something in between his butt cheeks.
No, I don't. Shut up. No, your tatted body and your filthiness looks like you got cocaine in your crack.
You and your shifty eyes. That's what I would say. No, we're going to stop that guy.
Clean cut, clean shaven, zero tat. No.
That's exactly.
The Canadians had no reason to do that.
That's
and, you know,
exactly.
I'm glad you lost.
It's exactly what a drug dealer, a drug mule would say. You know, they're probably like, look at this guy. He purposely got his hair cut. Like, who in their right mind would go around with a chin strap beard on purpose? This guy's muling drugs. That's what it is. Yep.
You know what? Yep. And they were wrong, Brock. They were wrong. No, I'm just a guy that wields a chin strap beard.
Yep. I'm so glad. You know what? We need to go back to Canada. I hope they got the guy with the biggest hands. They're like, all right, come on. Full body cavity search.
Good.
Here we go.
You're coming with me, buddy boy. I hope you're
they're
ready.
They'll probably look at me and be like, you know what? You look like an upstanding young man. You're fine. You're good to go. This guy, however, with the chin strap, he's the guy we're going to search.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
The guy with the scratchy voice.
Just something about Hunter's face just makes him want to get looked over by Mountmies. That's what it is.
You damn Canadians. Why did I even bring that up? I knew you were going to take their side, bastard.
Yeah, of course. Every single time.
Hell with both of you. You know what? You suck, too. All right, moving on.
Did
NBA.
Did they play
tonight?
Exiles?
Why don't you shut up? No, I'm done with this. You're not the one that had to get naked in front of Canadians, so why don't you just shut up?
Did the Mount Me nuzzle your neck while he was getting it?
Oh, my God.
I want to kiss you.
Yeah, I will break your knees. NBA tonight, Bucks. You know, I hope the Bucks lose, too. You and your Bucks. The Bucks going to be in Phoenix playing the Suns at 9 o'clock. Yeah, that's right. Phoenix leads that series 1-0, you bastard. All right, I'm sorry, I'm done. Dude, listen to this story. All right, we're going to kick it over to just a random story here in basketball. An autographed Steph Curry rookie card sold for $5.9 million. That's setting a new record high for the for trading cards. Previous record, LeBron James, $5.2 million this year.
It just doesn't even matter anymore. Like, it just... Each one is going to set the new record. And I get that's how records are broken. But at this point, it's like there's no reason a Steph Curry rookie card should be worth that much.
The crazy thing about it is, and I know you can't do this. I get it. But being Steph Curry, like what if you were out like eating something? Oh, my God, forgot my wallet. Baby, did you grab your wallet? No. Like you could literally grab a card and sign it. And here you go. It's worth $5.6 million.
True, but with each single card he signs, the less and less expensive his cards become. His autograph becomes.
What's he going to bring it down to 4.5?
Tell you what, though, if he's real forgetful with his wallet, it's not going to take long before now all of a sudden he's only able to get a Happy Meal at McDonald's, all right? That's what it is.
But you know what I'm saying, though? Being Steph Curry, that thought has to go through your head, right? Like, dude, I can sign something and right there.
Yeah.
Worth a lot of money. And it would bother me almost walking around and be like, dude, this Sharpie in my hand is worth more than.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild to think about. I just start signing stuff and selling it myself.
I don't even play basketball. And you could, but eventually though, it's not going to bring as much money. People are like, oh yeah, there's tons. Like, what was that? I think I was watching Pawn Stars. You know, I get all of my history from Pawn Stars, and they were talking about like it was a pretty like unique thing in my mind. It was like an Abraham Lincoln like presidential, but I don't. It was something like that. Mm-hmm. But they were like, actually, believe it or not, it's not. They printed off a bunch of these, so even though it's something super old,
it was like the president's playing card. I saw that one.
Something like that, and it's like, yeah, they actually made a lot of these, so you'd think it'd be worth a lot. But the fact of the matter is that they made so many of them that you can find these everywhere. So it's like, yeah,
watch that person deflate right there in front of the camera.
I thought I was gonna. I already told my boss I quit. This is terrible. This is not good.
Just lie.
This is not good.
Lie. You know, but yeah, it's just interesting reading that story. It's like, man, if you're somebody that famous, and there's a lot of people out there that can do that.
Yeah,
but
the damnedest thing is we actually have to pay people for our autographs. We pay them to give it. Like, look, we'll give you $10 if you just take one of our signed shirts.
I always ask the people that we sign stuff for, can I keep the Sharpie?
Yeah. At least? I'm broke. Do you have $5 that I could use for?
Right.
Can I borrow?
Can you pay for my meal by chance?
Anyway.
So I got a couple more stories of baseball next hour that has to do with the Nintendo 64. It's a pretty cool story. And table tennis. There's a lot of gambling going on in table tennis.
Bing bang. All right. Yep. Very good. Well, for now, let's wrap it up. That's sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Right. With Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, 725 Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning, man.
Ripes. And my headphones up just a little loud for that one. Huh?
What?
Hey! Huh?
You're already deaf, man. We don't need to make it worse.
I know. It's really great now that I have a child. It's like
I have a feeling like when you're older, you're going to have that look on your face. Your mouth is just hanging open.
Yeah.
Eyes all wide.
It's the same look I have when I'm staring at your mom's ass.
It's because it's going. I'm not going to even say anything. Go ahead. Take the victory.
Should we move on? I won't dwell.
I hope she's listening,
I won't dwell on this. Folks, it is time for sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. You know what? If you're thirsty, F that, man. You're not going to be thirsty anymore.
Yeah. You know, my dad was a Green Beret, right? Just saying. Just think about that during sports. Major League Baseball.
Beat you up.
You know what? He's going to jungle knife you. That's what he's going to do. Yesterday, in Major League Baseball, Tigers beat the Rangers 5-3. White Sox beat the Twins 6-1. The Cubs beating the Phillies. There you go, Cubbies. 8-3 there. There are some games tonight. Phillies and Chicago playing the Cubs at 8 o'clock. Tigers and Minnesota playing the Twins at 8:10. White Sox are off. NHL last night. Man, the Lightning beat the Canadiens. That's right, you damn Canadiens. Winner of this year's Stanley Cup Finals. There you go. Tampa Bay wins that series 4-1. Congratulations, man. I guess it was their defense that really held strong in the very last game, Game 5. Back-to-back there. So congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning beating the Canadiens. I say that for a reason that way. NBA tonight, Bucks going to be in Phoenix playing the Suns at 9 o'clock. Phoenix leads that series 1-0.
You're just mad that Mount Me never called you after your little date across the border.
You know what? I didn't give him my number. He didn't have.
you crossed the Canadian border, and then they crossed your border. That's what it was.
Why don't you just...
I'm having a good time.
You're having a fantastic time. I don't like... Those are bad memories. I don't want to think about that. Moving on. Baseball. A game between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Brewers. Washed out on Tuesday night, but it didn't stop fans from New York having a little bit of fun. Folks that run the video board at the New York Mets ballpark came up with a cool way to entertain fans during a lengthy rain delay Tuesday night. They broke out Major League Baseball featuring Ken Griffey Jr. for the Nintendo 64. Literally put it up on the big screen. The game was released in 1998, and the video board operators chose to play the 98 Mets versus Griffey's 98 Mariners. Crowd cheered when the Mets took the lead. How bored you are, dude. Seriously. Just a stadium full of bored people. But it's kind of cool. They played. They got through like three innings. They got through three innings before they just called the game. They're like, all right, everybody go home. But the Mets were up 6-0 in the video game. If that counts for anything. All right, moving on to the next story. I feel like this is Norm McDonald's weekend update or something. All right. A little awkward there at the end.
Okay, then.
Table tennis, gambling. This is great. Gamblers in Colorado putting down the big bucks on the table tennis matches. That's right. That's no joke for real, though, Brock. Ping pong. Industry insiders say that bettors are wagering millions of dollars each month and enjoy action because the action on table tennis because matches start every 15 minutes. And there are a bunch of them every day. So lots of action means a lot of opportunities to win and lose money. So big betting and table tennis.
Ping pong. Hey, you know what? Honestly, though, you want to see some fantastic action. Watch professional ping pong. Like, it's crazy, dude.
Dude, those guys, how do you keep that ball going?
Dude.
Like, these guys are full swinging, you know, like.
Yeah.
And then when they get, like, really far apart.
That's
one guy starts really slamming it what is that? And then it changes, and then the other guy gets closer, and then the other guy backs up.
It's just it's a pretty cool sport. I don't think it gets enough love because the guys are wearing short shorts and it's table tennis. But I don't know. Like, I love it. I love table tennis, man.
Dude, it's so much fun. Yeah. It is, especially with it's like a winter thing. You know, you can't go outside. Let's go inside and play some table tennis and get drunk.
Here's the problem. I'm always drunk when I play table tennis. Like, it's never let's play a sober game of table. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Growing up, we had a tennis table in our barn, in our haymow. Is it tennis table tennis? Tennis table tennis. Table tennis table. What is it? We had one in our haymow, and we actually took it really, like, I had the paddle where we put the sandpaper on the one side. Into it, man. Like, we would play. Oh, yeah. We'd have to scrape the pigeon poop off of the top of it, though, because it was in the haymow. We didn't have it covered. But, yeah, we would play hours of that, man.
One of our buddies, Dad had one in his basement, and he had a keg there. So us kids, right, we would go over there and play table tennis and sneak beer from his keg because he couldn't know.
Yeah.
Except when the keg was empty. Where'd all my beer go?
Yeah, what the hell, guys? Sorry. Anyways, I want to do some betting on some table tennis. Is there anything around here? Anybody know of any hot table tennis matches going on?
Some underground table tennis betting matches. You know,
bing bang.
It's like Fight Club, but with table tennis. And
table tennis, yeah, more dangerous than Fight Club. So. Good enough for me, man.
So there you go. Kind of a weird sports this morning, but you know what?
I'll take it.
What we do?
That's your sports, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.